I guess a lot of people have to have their coffee the first thing.
Last time, when you was over there, old James had got everything mixed up over there.
What James?
Don't you know he'd gone off with somebody and Doris didn't have a ride?
Oh, yeah. And you know when he come home? Oh, that was after 8 o'clock when he come home. So she didn't get to work that day at all. She didn't say anything. She says, we come. She said, now, if Buddy don't say nothing to me when he comes, everything will be all right. Mm-hmm. I ain't gonna say nothing.
Yeah.
But he did not say nothing at all to me. I said, well, Lord, I said, I don't see how I could help from that. And well, how come he didn't come back and carry me to work this morning? Like you said, I would have, that's been the first thing I said to him before I told him good evening when he come in that house. And knowing she didn't have no way to go. Went off and told her I'd be back directly to take you away.
Didn't come back until that night.
8 o'clock.
That night. Oh.
I'd have been blessed asking, Miss Mom, why did you say you was coming back and knowed you wasn't? Well, if anything happened to him, them folks that he was waiting on and hauling stuff for, they ain't gonna wait on him.
That way, she don't know to go ahead and telephone the people she works for and say she couldn't be there.
But she did. She went down to Annie's and called the boss lady and told her she didn't have no convenience. She couldn't get there. That day. They said, well, don't worry about it.
Well, gee whiz, Miss Daisy, she sure didn't lose any time.
Who?
When you got back down there, she had a washout on the line.
Oh, yeah. She washed it, me and her, burning trash and raked up trash all day, just about it, till afternoon.
Oh, really?
No, she didn't lose no time. She put in good time at home.
Yeah.
But there wasn't no money in it.
Now, Doris, she don't sit and think about it. She goes ahead and does things.
That's right. And I tell them that's one thing I have to be thankful for. I didn't have but 3 children. One of them, I don't know what he do, but these 2 I know about, they work. They don't lay around, drag around, they work. Before my boy and my girl, he come Sunday and brought me a load of oak wood.
Oh.
Sunday night, sometime, I guess I was sleeping. He brought me a load of lightage. You know, he got a little pickup truck. He brought me a load of lightage. So yesterday morning, Doris, she come up there. She said, Jay told me to tell you. He brought you some lightage last night. I said, where was me? She said, I guess y'all was asleep. So he said the house was dark and he didn't want to wake you up. She said, I hadn't seen y'all. And so I said, I'd come and see what were you doing. He said, I said, I thank you. So he come back yesterday evening when he knocked off and spit up that wood and spit up some of that light.
Oh.
there's nothing to me, him, and his wife, I guess, if you call his wife.
Where does he get all that,
wood? I don't know. I don't know where to get it from. Before, when he brought me some, all that magnolia wood, he got out the city dump.
Oh, what do you know? Out of the dump?
Yes, sir. You see folks have trees sawed out the yard and sawed up and haul them out there and chunk them in the head. James got lots of wood out that dump.
He just goes by there and keeps an eye on it.
James Sawyer, he got a whole lot of wood out that dump and sold it. You see, when he get it, he sell it. Mm-hmm. But it's just thrown away out there. You know, I can go out there and get it.
The thing is, you know, Doris, she can do so many things. And she can wash as good as you can.
Oh, yeah.
And then she don't fool around, does she? When
no, she can wash twice, wash them. Wash them more.
Yeah. And a bigger wash.
That's right. Well, sometimes they get lazy, though. She got a washing machine, but she cared to the washer. If they got money to pay for it, they cut up there and give it to that man. Placer, taking it, buying some of as much money as it takes to keep them kids in school. She don't have nothing to or to go on no washing. And got a washing machine there. It didn't cost her nothing.
Oh, it didn't?
No. Some of the folks where she would give it to her. But he'd wash it.
Well, she can wash. And now, you know, you and you were talking here one day. You know, the cooking and the cleaning, the washing all.
Yeah, she can do that. She can wash, cook, and clean up. She can do that.
Yeah.
And she says all the time, if there's any farm work going on around here now like it used to be, she wouldn't do none of it. She'd go to the field.
Oh, she say that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I never thought she'd like to do that.
Yes, ma'am. So she'd go to the field, she'd rather be in the field. But since it ain't nothing to do, she got to get where she can. But I think it's so nice she can do it all.
Well, how does she?
She can work on farm. She can work in the house. You see, she used to work out there on that farm.
Well, where did she learn to work on the farm, Miss Daisy?
Where did she learn to work on the farm?
Yeah.
Right out there on the Richmond farm.
Oh, well, you lived out of that.
That lived down there.
Why, of course. Yeah.
She says she had more fun on the farm than she do in the house.
Well, she grew up in the field.
Oh, yeah, she grew up in the field. Well, she never went to doing housework, cooking, and things like that until after she was married.
Yeah.
Had 2 or 3 children.
Yeah. And that's when the farm work played out.
Yes, yeah, the farm was. Well, why then?
Yeah.
But she. You see, when so many folks that were on the farm got tired of it and quit. Go to Gainesville. Get a job.
Yeah.
Look at that. But then they start fixing ranches. raising cattle.
Yeah.
I said, well, when they quit the farm, it didn't do nothing to the boss man. I said, he started him a crop he could work for his own. I said, he was bringing money all the time. You don't have to take chances on them cows.
Yeah.
When they get ready, somebody's ready for them.
Yeah.
They can get in the truck or get on a horse and ride the ranch they set.
Yeah.
And feed them. They don't have to have nobody to help them.
No.
It's three of them study. Well, no, like not, lots of times, all of them are elderly. The cows, you see, is bringing calves, and some of them get sick, or some of them, all of them. Leroy and Mark, and
yeah.
Walt, and Kay, and Lamar. All of them.
You know, I hadn't realized that Doris can do so many things that she does. And you see, on top of now, you see, I didn't realize she could do farm work.
Farm work? Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, that's the first thing she does.
Yeah.
She left the farm and went to the house. She used to work for Miss Flora. She used to work at this trade wind house. She used to work for Mr. Rogers.
I remember when she was working for the trade winds, she had an old car. And I remember I passed there one day and she had a puncture. And I took it over there and had them fix it for her.
Oh, yes.
And she's having trouble getting down there. And the hours, I think there was awful long hours down there. Do you remember
that? Yes, it was long hours down there. Now, sometimes she would have to be there 5 o'clock in the morning. Well, she'd have to be there to fix breakfast for so many that had to be the way by 6:30 and all like that. Well, sometimes she was there till in the evening, you might say night. Sometimes she'd get away from there after 5 o'clock. From 5 this morning to left of 5 this evening. But she'd go. She'd be there.
And down there, they didn't pay too well.
Mm-mm. Didn't pay too well. Well, you see, after... What would that woman's name would run it then?
I don't know any of them that run it down there. I know they've always had good food down there.
Well, I can't think of that woman she went started working with down there. But anyway, I think she sold it or rented it or something. No, I don't know what happened, but I know she quit. Her husband's health got bad. Hers ain't too good. So they went back home. She carried him back home, wherever their home was. I don't know where it was, but it was back up there or something. Then she got Doris to work for the man. She'll give it to her, let her have it, however it goes. And Doris, they couldn't agree.
Oh.
She didn't stay that long.
Well, now that don't happen often with Doris, does it? She can get along pretty well.
Yes, but she get along good. Good. Everybody but him. But him and her couldn't agree to see either him and his wife or him.
Mm-hmm.
But now this man got it now. He's been up here at Dallas 2-3 times.
Oh, has he?
Yes, he tried. He get her 2-3 times.
Right.
Miss Campbell, that's what they were named.
Yeah.
That's who Dallas worked for so long.
But if she went back down there now, she'd still have to put long hours.
Mm-hmm. But she said she wasn't going back down there. I think what caused this for her, she quit them It's either him or his wife kind of halfway accused him of stealing something.
Oh, yeah.
From there. So, Doris said, she told him, so you can search my car anytime you get ready. So I work for what I get. I don't steal.
Yeah.
But she said, he said, well, I didn't say you got it, but I missed it. It's between some that works here. So she said, well, made it so. So
yeah.
That week, when he paid her off, she told him she wouldn't be back.
Yeah.
I said, you done right. I said, don't accuse me of stealing nothing unless you see me get it.
Yeah.
You see me get it, then you said, Daisy, you stole it.
Oh, Daisy.
Yeah, I didn't realize Doris could do so much. And she, how'd you have a child that is as big and strong as Doris? You ain't big.
No, and I ain't strong.
No.
But she is big and strong.
Yeah.
Yeah. She ain't as strong as she used to be, but she's strong.
Yeah.
You know, when James used to have old truck when they live over there on that hill. You know that house up in Plymouth.
Yeah.
She'd take that thing in the evenings when she'd knock off. If I didn't have wool, me and her'd go in the woods and get it. Load wood on that truck. Take it off. She'd cut wood like a man.
Why, you're always independent then.
Yeah. I think we've got along pretty good, Mr. Mahoney.
You all just had it good back then, didn't you?
So now, she can't haul none. She ain't got nothing hauled in. But her brother got a truck. So he hauls it and cuts it.
Her brother?
Doris, his brother.
Oh, yes.
Jay.
Yes.
Your son.
Yeah. See?
Yes.
I thought your mama would come in here and visit.
She's
busy.
Well, let me see what she
has. Yeah, I've seen JR.
I seen JR Sunday evening.
Yeah.
Oh, don't tell me.
Don't bother her, Miss.
Well,
Mom.
She's ready.
She just needs jogging up.
I need to see what she's doing.
She's like Miss Bessie. She's lazy.
Lays down.
What'd you find out about JR?
Well, I bet she up.
What'd you find out about JR?
Nothing. I've ever seen him go in Bessie's gate.
Oh.
And the next time I seen him, James had him loading trash on the truck right out of his place.
Yeah.
So I didn't get a chance to speak to JR.
Yeah.
I just seen him.
He ought to come around every now and then. And just... I don't know how he'd miss out on this food up here, Miss Daisy. I don't understand that.
He would.
Anybody
well,
got a
I
chance
don't.
To eat over that, Miss Bessie, and don't come up here?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
well,
it's
good morning.
Here. Yeah, it's cold this morning.
Yeah, I told her. I said, don't bother.
No, it's warm in here. It's warm in here, dear, in there. Yes, sir. And you all covered up with your cap on this morning,
yes,
too.
Yes, ma'am. You know it's kind of cool out there.
The sun goes out now and then maybe he's seen the shadow.
The groundhog
has seen
the shadow. He did.
Well, look at the sun.
He can see it down.
My goodness.
He will have how many days more bad to say? If the groundhog sees the shadow.
I don't know him. You have to ask Miss Myla Bessie.
About the groundhog.
I don't know.
Bessie knows about that.
Yes. It ain't many things Bessie don't know.
Bessie's.
Well, I'll tell you that's right. Bessie Muppet always got something.
Not many things.
What did you say, Miss Daisy?
She asked me how many more days did we have the groundhog come out and see the shadow. I said, you have to ask Miss Miles or Bessie Horn. I don't know nothing about the groundhog.
How'd you fit me in on that? Ask Bessie.
Oh, ask Bessie. Not many things that Bessie don't know, she says. Well, I'll tell you right now, Bessie's one sight. Yes, sir. I haven't been with Bessie very much this time, but Bessie knows everything. She really does.
Well, yeah. I'll...
There's not many things that Bessie don't know. I tell you, she knows about the groundhog.
Well, sit down over here a minute, Mother, and
well, who's this for?
Well, I tell you, I just picked these camellias and thought Miss Daisy could have them.
Oh,
she
yeah.
She got more than you have.
You don't have any camellias.
Not one.
How come you don't have camellias? Living over, working over there.
Oh, well, I ain't got none. That's one thing I ain't got.
You have
myself. I keep thinking I'll buy me a bush.
Buy you a bush?
Uh-huh.
Just swipe one over there. They got a yard full of them.
Who?
Over there where you work.
Yeah, they got them everywhere. Buying more.
And buying more. Oh.
Yes.
Well, when they buy a new one, tell them to let you have the old one.
They don't do it like that. They keep the old ones and the new ones.
Daisy.
That is strange that you don't have a camellia with everything else you've got.
You know, I think about that one time. I just didn't get any there.
Oh, you just didn't.
Well, I don't know. That just don't seem right somehow or other.
I keep thinking I was going to do it. Well, if I had a way like the children to go in and out of town and around, I'd have done got me one.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Mm. But
you just
don't want to ask them nothing.
Well, maybe we can find one when it gets planting time.
Mm-hmm.
One thing Miss Annie really does like, and she wants a red one.
Mm-hmm.
She keeps trying to root one.
Yes. Well, you can root them, but it takes so long, long, long time to do
it. Well, I never could get one to root.
I could have gotten one to root.
You see when they cut them over there.
Yeah.
Cut them back. They cut them back sometimes.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
And I just stick them in the ground. Well, never had them to root.
I don't think they root easily.
No, not very,
but somebody has that I've known in the past. I don't remember now. But you do root a lot of things, don't you?
Yes, and I root lots of things.
Yeah, I know you've got a lot of flowers, and so...
And most of them come from roots.
Just come from the roots?
Yeah, I get a few from up there, bring them home, but I never could stick out of the net.
Yeah.
Never could root a zinnia. And they said they's too easy to root. Maybe for some folks, but not me. You'd better have some root on it if you're going to give it to me.
Uh-huh.
Because if there ain't no root on it, I ain't got nothing. I've got some azaleas. J.C. and Laura, my cousin, and Justin, they brought me four. Azalea plants about 3 years ago for my birthday present. And I told him that's the best gift you could have ever given me.
Well, that can make a lot of class.
Will be blooming.
Well, that's fine. And they last, too. They last. Well, I don't have anything like that at home up there. They get killed up at where I live.
Because
the ground just freezes down low, you know, way down in the ground. And you just can't keep them.
Can't have them. Now, I had me a pretty little pink perfection one time, little camellia. And I kept it covered up and all around. But about the third year, it got killed. The weather went down to a little bit below zero that time. We don't hardly ever have that kind of weather, though. We have maybe two or three above, just above. So much. It don't ever go down to zero up there where I live. But it gets pretty cold.
The Lord, we had some cold days yet this week.
Well, we've had cold days here, haven't we?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir. Have you been able to wash on all
I washed, yes, did it.
Oh, you did? Before it turned cold.
Before it turned cold. I couldn't wash last week.
You couldn't?
No,
because it was cold all
the time. It was so cold. And I don't get out there when it's so cold.
But, well, did you and Annie have a good time?
Oh, we did. You know, I wasn't looking for her. I wasn't expecting his mom. She come over there and told me.
Yeah.
They might come.
She
said, if they do, I'll come back and let you know.
Yeah, well, she thought about coming and getting you, but then she thought that maybe you was tired and you'd been working maybe Saturday,
yes,
you know.
I was.
And
Saturday
said
morning.
You might be tired. And
so I had
so
to
they
look
decided.
Out.
But she said Annie promised that she would. She told Faye she'd stop. They'd stop down there and visit
she did,
with
they
you.
They stopped and they looked good for her.
Well, all that was nice then, because you don't get to see them often, do
no,
you?
No, I don't get to see them unless they come over here.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was just glad.
Well, he came to get some hay. He said he didn't have any hay. He came to get some hay. Mr. Miles gave him some hay.
I think he'd do it every year. Get him some late.
Yeah. Well, I think he gave him some, well, Coleman gave him some potatoes or something, too.
Mm-hmm.
He gives him something with rind.
He just swaps.
Swaps the rind, yeah. Swaps. And all. Well, she says she don't even make pies. She says she makes a custard, but she don't make pies and she don't make cakes. So she has her cake. She says that
she don't do much cooking.
No, I don't think so. And she says that they never did have cornbread because Coleman had so much when he was.
Coming up.
Yeah.
He don't want no more.
He don't want no more cornbread. And she says so. She don't cook cornbread.
Well, I'd have to have me some sometime.
Yes.
Whether he eat any of it or not. If I'm going to have vegetables, I won't worry.
You want the cornbread. Yeah. I like cornbread with my greens and
me too.
Cabbage and turnip, turnip greens. I love cornbread. A lot of people up north don't know much about cornbread, though. They don't seem to have it up there much, up in the north state. I don't know why. But
they did, you know, it just occurred to me. You know, you said every now and then they'd get in a hurry and start and them and just give the money to them other folks over there.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's when they got parties on and things. And they need...
Then they don't have time to wash.
I just wondered about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sometimes they don't be have no parties. They don't have a party.
You don't have a party.
No.
Well, now, you got to allow time. If you go to parties at night, you got to allow a little extra time for it, Miss Daisy.
I don't go to no parties at night, Mr. Mark. My party days is gone.
There. Oh. Shooting some of these birds, making scare them away.
Yes.
That's what he's doing.
Just scare them.
Uh-huh.
Yours may be gone, but theirs ain't.
No, and I don't bother them. Because, you see, I don't have money to go to get them for. I take time and wash mine myself.
Then you don't have to worry about getting over there.
No. I couldn't walk over there and tow them. And don't know when they'll ever get anybody to take them, so I just don't fool with them at all, no time.
Yeah.
When I get ready to wash, just like yesterday morning, I got up and it looked pretty nice. It looked like going to be a nice day. Well, I said, well, I'm going to wash. I started washing 5 minutes after 10 o'clock, where the heck I'm got warm.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Like that. Well, I got through full night. I think I finished about 5 minutes after 3.
Yeah.
And I was through. And I hadn't paid nobody nothing.
Yes.
And my clothes were just clean. They look cleaner to me. And them they bring from the laundromat.
And you wasn't out all that transportation?
No.
Now, them old cars, nothing. Now, Samuel has a hard time keeping his old car running.
Oh, Mr. Mine is so pitiful. He had to use his mom's about all last week. He started off this week with it. And they were going all day Sunday until I don't know what time last night. But what do you mean? He just got it out of his shop Sunday morning.
His car?
Yeah. He just got out of the shop Sunday morning and they picked up that thing and waked at it all for no, all the evening till in the night. Sunday night.
And so then he stood.
Last night, they done the same thing. Well, now I say, Russell, I don't see anyone need a tanner to the shop. If you got to work away in all that time, when you first get it out, well, what need of putting it in me?
why don't do it at first?
That's right. Save
hey,
all that money.
Let's get in the car and go back there and see if we can see that cow.
Sure.
Maybe Miss Daisy go with us, or she may have to go home. I don't know.
Oh, she can
go
see that.
Better here. Go see about that old man.
About that old man. Well, you tell him you had to go see about an old cow.
But you got to go see about that old man. Well, is he doing all right now?
He's better.
He's better. Can he get out and help you work a little bit?
He'll get out and help me a little bit. No, you feel like doing that? Yes, did it?
He didn't. No. What do you do for this rheumatism, this arthritis?
I don't know what to do for it. Some folks say rub with alcohol. That's what I do.
Is that what you do? Well, that's what I've been doing, but it hadn't done my knee any good.
Mother does like you do. She just keeps on going.
Just keeps on going.
You going to take Miss Daisy?
I'll run Miss Daisy down and then be back and go with you.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah,
well, I enjoyed my visit.
Have you enjoyed the visit this morning?
Always do.
Yeah, well.
But I thought she hadn't left me this morning.
Didn't think
I was so long getting ready. You see, my clock, I go with my clock and her clock ahead of my clock.
Is it ahead of yours?
So,
well, I've had that same trouble. My clock gets behind somebody else's, our heads, you know.
Mm-hmm. Look at that apron here with that fancy.
Let's see that. Let's
look
see
at that,
Faye.
She got that apron with that red on it this morning.
Uh-oh.
I haven't seen that.
She's dialed up this morning.
That's what you see. I wore this apron on here so many times.
I never have seen it.
Well, we just get to talking, Miss Daisy, and don't notice things.
That's it.
Yeah.
You be just talking.
Well, goodbye. We'll be seeing you some more.
All right.
She's so sick about that old man.
Yes, sir. She's the cutest pie, now.
Oh, man.
You know, they think she's just like Peggy. That's what, you know, she can just see Peggy never move day to day.
Oh, Lord. Oh, I
is so sad. Yes, sir, the groundhog's finished out now. Well, you just have to ask Miss Betty about that. She knows everything.
That's right, she. That's so true.
Betty knows everything.
Yeah. Oh, it's a little problem.
What were you doing? What'd you say you're doing?
Mother just said there was some heat over there in that eye. I said, yes, there was. It had a little pilot light on it.